Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. You know, a default setting is more commonly known on our computer as the settings our computer came with before we customized it or made it better. The default setting comes with the birth of our computer. Once we start using it, we adjust the computer to work best for us. We give the computer a name, we dress it up with a screensaver and make other customized adjustments that make it our own. If a crisis happens after you've customized it, then your computer will revert back to its original setting, the default, and that's all it takes for my Gemini cogwheels to start churning. I started wondering about my own default settings and what that is and what do I do when I return to my default settings in a crisis or under pressure. Let's face it, default settings are really just modes of protection to keep us from getting hurt. Think about how you act and react in relationships. When you feel cornered, what's your default setting? In a crisis, what's your protective mode? Do you come out fighting, lying, crying, escaping, or turning to ice? Our default settings are what we should be building on and making better, not reverting back to like immature children. I know me very well, and my default setting is straight-faced, passive-aggressive mode, tossing out an ice-cold, sarcastic snarl that would be difficult for anyone to forget. It's not pretty. I've had to self-correct my default setting because it has not worked for me in any positive light, not to mention I don't feel good when I do it. I deliberately choose to let go of my default setting and use a setting that facilitates a positive outcome. Think about your default setting as far as your financial picture is concerned. And what does that setting look like? If your finances are strained and yet you go out and spend more money, then how can that be to your highest good? How can you get ahead when you keep spending? I mean, it doesn't even make any sense. I chat with a lot of people on a daily basis, and many of which refuse to cut their spending practices, yet pray for more money. I've asked this next question over and over again. Would you give more money to your child if they could not handle the money they had? I mean, if you give them $10 and they lose the $10, you're going to give them $10 tomorrow? If you would not give more money to your child who could not handle what they already have, then why should God give you, His child, more money if you cannot handle what you have? Correct your default setting, folks, by bumping yourself up to a higher setting. Show God that you can handle more money. Entertain your default settings in relationships, finances, health, and other important areas of your life. Believe me, improving yourself is a lot easier than staying the same in that same miserable place. The same miserable place is too much work for this Gemini. I'm all about easily and effortlessly now, so I'm going to deliberately choose a higher setting. In Cherokee, until we meet again, Deinada go haya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.